Now on Money News, Roger Montgomery, talking trade. Thanks to Stockland. Spring into retirement. Call 1-800-727-170.
And Roger Montgomery from rogermontgomery.com is with me now.
How are you, Roger?
I'm very well, thank you, Roger.
I was worried what you were going to say then.
I was worried
RogerMontgomery.com.
Well. That's exactly right. Can I just say that, Roger, always good. Talking stock market, plenty around the place as well.
Sure.
And we're also joined on the line by the chief executive of the Australian Shareholders Association, Vas Kolesnikov, who's with us now. G'day, Vas. How are you doing?
G'day, Ross.
Hey, Vas. How are you?
G'day, Roger.
Yep. That's good. Now, I want to talk to Vas and you as well, Roger. I want to talk about a couple of things. Let's go first to the Telstra annual meeting today, where, of course, shareholders voted in favour. 99.09% of shareholders voted in favour of basically selling out their whole broadband future to the government and the National Broadband Network in exchange for $11 billion.
Well, it's important to understand that $11 billion is the present value equivalent of the money they're going to get over the next 30 years. So they're not getting $11 billion today. And to make the point a little bit clearer, $4 billion is for giving up their customers to the NBN and giving up their decommissioning their copper network. $5 billion is to lease the pits and the manholes and the exchanges to NBN Co. And that's $9 billion. And then the extra $2 billion comes from the estimated savings because the government's going to be supplying voice landline services. So their estimates and present values are based on discount rates, which can change.
Vas, the Shareholders Association was there in force today. Were you happy with the proceedings?
Oh, well, yeah. Look, I think we expected the vote to be a positive one, so it went according to schedule.
Okay, we got one caller on the line. Let's go to Wynne, who's in North Curlkill. G'day, Wynne.
No, look, I'm one of the shareholders that voted against it because I couldn't see any value in what they were trying to do.
What about the $11 billion, Wynne? Were you not thinking that was sufficient compensation for the
Definitely.
Breakup of Telstra?
Definitely not.
Unfortunately, when they didn't have much choice, did they? I mean, it was either a structural separation without compensation, pushed by Malcolm Turnbull, or it was a structural separation with some compensation.
And that's the problem. The shareholders were, you know, between a rock and a hard place, when weren't they?
That's right. But because I need my phone, I couldn't see any sense in leaving. I need to have a fixed line phone to me. So, therefore, I voted against it. You know, maybe it's my personal need.
Yeah, now it might be an interesting one, Wynne. And, of course, as a Telstra shareholder, you had the right to vote in any which way that you wanted to. Now, the reason I got Vas on the line, with Roger as well, is right now is the annual meeting season, Telstra being one of them today. Now, Vas, of course, a lot is being made right now about executive pay. And, of course, even Occupy Wall Street is talking about exactly that in their demonstrations as well. Now, given that there are new rules right now, you might just briefly explain exactly what the new rules are that are coming in with annual meetings and voting about executive pay to us.
Okay, Ross. The new rules came into effect on the 1st of July 2011, so only a few months ago. The new rules are such that where shareholders at an annual general meeting vote against the remuneration resolution, so the remuneration of the chief executive and the executives, and they vote against it to the extent of 25% against, and they do that in 1 year and, say, next year, in 2 years in a row, then there is the potential that there is a spill resolution where the board then effectively comes up for re-election automatically. What that means is that effectively if shareholders are not happy with a resolution and the board does not listen to them, the shareholders effectively can ask the board to be changed.
And are there many that will be voted against, do you believe, this year?
I always say, Ross, I certainly hope not, because I somehow in a utopian world. I certainly hope that the directors and the board work for the shareholders and actually listen to the shareholders. I think there could be a couple. Last year, I think there were a few that had greater than 25% votes against, and I probably would expect the same thing happen.
And Roger, you got any strong views on this?
Well, I think it's going to be ineffective to do what it's intended to do, and that's because when the board comes up for re-election, you still got to get 50% of the votes. You know, and I think what we need is legislation or a system that makes it easier for small shareholders to all vote, because not many of them do.
No doubt. We're going to take a break here. I'm going to use Vas Kolesnikov, Chief Executive of the Australian Shareholders Association. Appreciate your time. Roger, stick around. We'll take a few calls after this.
This is Money News with Ross Greenwood on 2GB. Thanks to Commander, the experts in phone systems, mobile, voice and data solutions.
Oh, look, so often on Money News, we get tight for time. We are with Roger Montgomery, of course, here. Very quick one, Roger.
Sure.
Do you believe that shareholders, ordinary shareholders, people in the street, feel connected with the companies that they own?
Generally not, no. And it's because they only own a small parcel, and when they go to an AGM, they don't feel like that they're in charge. They actually feel like probably they're the peasants that directors are stealing gold from to shower on themselves.
Do you believe generally that the executive salaries are too high in this country?
Yes, I do. And I think there's a better way of remunerating them that's directly linked to the performance of their businesses, and it's not being done.
And that's an interesting thing. Roger Montgomery joins us here talking the stock market every Tuesday night. You heard it there. Directors are being paid too much and it's not linked to the right measurements. A lot of people will believe that as well. Our market day down, but it should be better.